The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
All right, let's get after it. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this because it feels like the Bears didn't spend a ton of time on it. Welcome in. This is the House of L. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for checking out the program, whether you're just listening to the podcast or if you're watching. If you're listening to the podcast on Spotify or on Apple, we do have a House of L YouTube page. I would love it if you would become a subscriber. That would be great. Then you can watch the videos if you want. We throw short stuff on there. There's stuff that's not inside of the podcast that ends up being on the YouTube page. I'm doing like the night vision thing, so you might not be able to see my eyes because I got the, well, I guess I could turn the light down, right? I'm still getting used to this, so let's see. Let's make it brighter. Ooh, that's warm. I kind of like that. All right, so that's a little warmer. So we'll do that, and we'll hang out here with you and talk a little bit about the Bears. Man, they are unbelievable. And believable at the same time. Watching the way this game played out, it felt like a couple of different things together at once. It felt like I was watching a team that has individuals who think that they're really good. And it also felt like a team that is struggling to find consistent effort. And I know that a lot of things are going to be said about Karan Amagaji, and I'm going to be one of the people to say him. There are times when I feel like he has a really good chance of making it in this league because of his ability to maul as a run blocker. And as soon as I was texting that to Speaks, that's when he gets the holding call on the goal line. Of course, that was after the ridiculousness of Doug Kramer not saying that he's eligible as a receiver. I'm sitting there and I'm like, when Troy and Buck are talking about it, I'm sitting there going, oh, well, there's got to be, I'm sure there's some video of him. The refs just must not have seen it. Right? Like, that's what happened. The refs didn't see him. That's all. And they'll send this video into the league, and the league will send them a nice letter or something. No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. What happened was he didn't report. And if you go back and watch, because I rolled it back, he didn't even really, like, he wasn't even going to get in the huddle. He was just ready to line up at fullback. Go watch it again and hit me up. Like, when you go back and see it, he would have happily just lined up at fullback and not even participated in the huddle. You can't have that type of shit going on with your team. I want Doug Kramer to be good. I like a good local story. I like when guys grew up rooting for a team and they end up playing for that team after the fumble and this. How can you keep him? Like, for real, how can you keep him? How? You tell me. Those of you who are in the House of L community, how can you keep him? in critical moments, we have given you, because think about what that touchdown does. That touchdown makes this game competitive. They end up settling for three. Then you go back down the other way, and that's that. It's so ridiculous. All of it is ridiculous. You got Tyreek Stevenson not understanding why he was called for a pass interference. That was as clear as day. You've got the Vikings not even playing well in this game. They weren't good. Y'all, they were not good. And yet they still beat these dudes by three touchdowns. Still. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You see Caleb Williams, and he's the thumbnail for this episode. Hurt, badgered, beleaguered, beaten up, whatever B word you want to use, you could use it with what happened to Caleb Williams in this game. And it sucks. Like, it, and I know that some of it is on him, and Troy made that very clear. Some of it is on him. Olin's talked about this too. Like, sometimes you just gotta. But man, watching how this all played out is so discouraging. I'm not here to ring the alarm and say, well, they're losing Caleb, even though that's what it looked like. Like, that's what it feels like when you're watching him at this moment. Football players are really tough. And I think Caleb's really tough. And I think even him in those moments where he knows he's doomed, he still plays tough. And I feel for him because he doesn't deserve this. And in these moments where you see what, third straight game where the Bears are shut out in the first half, like that type of, you can't, there is no explaining it away. Folks got to go. Like, it's that simple. People got to go at the end of this. And I hate doing this type of pod. Like, I honestly, like, inside of a losing streak, I appreciate that you all stick with the pod. And I try not to have the pod go too long because you suffered throughout the game. And it sucked. Like, it, there was no flow if you're the Bears. There was nothing about it that made you think that this team was going to win. There was just kind of like, it was clunky at the beginning of the game, and then there was like a spasm of competence, and then that drive on the goal line that gets called back is so emblematic of what 2024 is.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Like, it wasn't the, you didn't get beat at the end of the game today. At least in the last 2 weeks, the Bears have given you the courtesy of letting you know that they were unserious immediately. Immediately. That they were an unserious bunch. And now we all just, like that view of Caleb on the bench where he is clearly in pain and you're just going, man, they're letting this kid continue to get busted up. He's been sacked more times now than Bryce Young was in his rookie season. But that's what I mean by toughness. Like, Bryce Young is clearly moved forward. And I think that Caleb is a better prospect than Bryce Young. But even with that, did you notice? And this is, watch for this. Watch for this, because now the floodgates will open up. Troy did it, so other people are going to do it. And it's going to feel bad. And you know that I've been a Justin guy, right? So understand where this is coming from. There are going to be a bunch of videos showing you who was open and who wasn't. Okay? That's going to happen, just like it happened with Justin. There's going to be freeze frames of this guy was open, this guy was open, and this guy was open. And it's going to make you feel like Caleb Williams is bad. I'm not here to tell you that he's going to be a star. I just think that with everything that's happened this year, he might not trust what he's seeing or not seeing. And he definitely needs better coaching. And he's not getting it. Thomas Brown was supposed to clean up a lot of this stuff. It's gotten worse. Forget about Thanksgiving. Look at the point totals. And look at the losing margin by the Bears in these last two games. It's embarrassing. It's disheartening. It's heartbreaking. That sack fumble, Olin called it. He called it. He said that was going to happen. What are you doing? Why do you have Amagaji out on an island, man? Like, what are you thinking? How do you think that's going to go? It's incredibly frustrating. And at this point, there's not much more to you I can say other than everything that you saw in this 30-12 loss, I saw. And I don't know, there's no one who has any answers up there. And it's going to be up to, and maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow. It's going to be up to Kevin Warren to figure this thing out. If I were Ryan Poles, and I know they put the camera on him at one point in the fourth quarter, I wouldn't feel very comfortable. Because I got guys out there doing nonsense. I got guys that I believed in and put myself on the line for out there doing nonsense. I got them putting the number one pick in the draft in danger, down after down after down. DeAndre Swift, I really like him as part of a backfield. I do not like him as the primary guy. And Spiegs has been on it. He's going to be on one tomorrow. I can promise you that. He's going to be on one when it comes to DeAndre Swift. When you need a yard, you should be able to count on that guy, and you can't. Like, he doesn't run as hard in between the tackles as he does when he gets outside. If he's given a little bit of space, man, he can still make things happen, and he did in tonight's game. But when you needed a yard because you don't have any depth at the running back spot because you didn't have a hammer other than Roschon Johnson, and I'm not convinced that he's a hammer either, on the roster. It's, as John Fox would say, it's all a problem. And I don't know where you go for answers on this at all. Anyhoozle, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. We'll talk about Kevin Warren, and he's back in his favorite place, U.S. Bank Stadium. It looks beautiful. I don't think he's getting one in the city. Maybe they can make one in Arlington Heights. Would it really matter that much? If they had a building that beautiful, in Arlington Heights, people would still go, right? That's really beautiful. But y'all be easy, okay? I know that this is not fun. I'm sorry. I feel like I keep apologizing. It's not my fault. Oh, it ain't my fault. It's not. But I feel bad for you anyway. And I feel bad for me too. Oh, well. Keep your head up. And we'll put the morning buzz on. Thanks to Remy Martin. Tomorrow, I'll tell you all about my experience with Remy Martin too. Your boy got to drink Louis 13, and it was amazing. So I'll tell you all about that on the morning buzz, okay? Because it was amazing. Way better than this Bears game. All right, I'm done. Y'all have a good night, good morning, good afternoon. Peace.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.